From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Tens of thousands of protesters swarmed the streets of downtown Copenhagen today, demanding a strong treaty on climate change at the UN summit. Just as the protesters arrived, negotiations ran into trouble over wealthy nations' demands that developing nations like China agree to strict curb carbon emissions. Police in riot gear arrested 600 to 700 protesters that threw cobblestones into the former Stock Exchange building. Heads of state are due to arrive late next week. European Union nations have pledged roughly $10 billion to help developing countries meet their 2020 carbon emission reduction goals. Frank Browning has more.
The money is aimed at helping poorer nations convert their most polluting industries. Creation of the fund was a key objective of Sweden, the outgoing and last revolving EU presidency. EU leaders characterized the $10 billion as a stopgap measure to provide immediate aid to mostly southern hemisphere nations already suffering from intensified droughts, flooding, and storms. At the same time, France and Britain urged setting aside at least a fifth of the money for conservation of the world's rainforests, the most imperiled of which are in Brazil, Central America, and Indonesia. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Thousands of Iranian clerics are taking part in rallies across Iran today. They're denouncing students who burned photos of the country's supreme leader in recent protests. Hardliners consider any criticism of the supreme leader to be an insult to Islam, punishable by lengthy jail terms. The World Health Organization says France remains the only country in Western Europe where cases of swine flu are rising. Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
With the exception of France, influenza-like activity has peaked or passed its peak in Western Europe. The WHO said the flu is still increasing in parts of Central and Southeastern Europe like the Balkans, Albania, Georgia, and Ukraine. The H1N1 virus has also passed its peak in North America, but the pandemic continues to increase in South and East Asia. The global swine flu death toll is just under 10,000, slowing for the second consecutive week. While the French are now vaccinating en masse, for several weeks authorities struggled against a forceful anti-vaccination campaign. Health authorities accused some groups of spreading false anti-vaccine information on the internet. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has now demanded that nationwide vaccination centers keep open on Sundays to deal with the crowds. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Thai authorities are holding the crew of a cargo plane from North Korea that officials say was carrying more than 35 tons of weapons. The plane made an emergency landing to refuel at a Bangkok airport. A Thai official says five crew members have been detained. It's not clear exactly where the plane was headed, but a government spokesman told the Reuters news agency it was somewhere in South Asia, probably Pakistan. This is NPR. The Senate is moving toward final passage of a $1.1 trillion end-of-year spending bill. The measure would give most federal agencies significant increases and allow Guantanamo Bay detainees to be transferred to the U.S. for trial. The Chicago Comedy Theater Second City is celebrating 50 years of funny this weekend. The anniversary event is alumni reunion tonight, starring Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, Jim Belushi, and dozens of other well-known comedians who got their start at the Second City. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Second City is most famous as a training ground and launching pad for many of the best-known comedic actors, from Alan Arkin, Joan Rivers, and Bill Murray, to Mike Myers and Tina Fey. But that wasn't the Second City's founders' intent. In December 1959, the Second City opened to fill a void, creating improv-based, ensemble-driven, edgy, biting satire at a time there was almost none. Owner and executive producer Andrew Alexander says the key to Second City's continued success is...
We stay relevant. I mean, it's a social, political humor that everybody can find something to relate to. And I think as long as you stay relevant, you know, the audience is going to stick with you.
Second City has now branched out into improv training, touring companies, and more to become a $30 million-plus comedy empire. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Tiger Woods says he's stepping away from golf for an indefinite period of time to focus on saving his marriage. The announcement follows weeks of women stepping forward in the media to say they have had affairs with the world's number one golfer. Woods has been married for 5 years and has two young children. One of Woods' major sponsors, Gillette, says it will phase out his advertisements. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.